the system.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling, Wednesday Night War Edition. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Josh Reese.
Andrew, I will ask you your own question. How many shows do I have to watch so that I know what's going on in AEW? You better get that Who Are You button.
I know.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
You're going to be hitting it a lot tonight.
Yes.
To be fair, the only person that you really needed to know at AEW was someone that we've already seen before.
Which is?
The guy at the end.
Right.
Seen him before?
Yeah. Oh, you may not have.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it yet.
Okay.
We'll get to that when we get to that. That's going to be in a while because we're doing NXT first. But yeah, no, now you got to watch four shows to fully understand.
I didn't understand who half the Lumberjacks were. There was giant guy.
Yeah.
Like, bigger than anyone I've ever seen.
You know who he is, too.
What's his name?
That's Cesar Bononi.
Oh, it is.
Oh, snap. Yeah. That's the
Josh.
That's the 2015 NXT breakout star of the year.
It was more recent than that. It was like 2017 because I wasn't watching NXT then.
He just shows up. And who's the new Otis and Tucker? They have an Otis and Tucker now.
Roadblock
and traffic jam. I don't know. They're just running through people.
They all just copy each other.
But they just all show up for a Lumberjack? Like, we're all here now.
They got all the guys from AEW Dark to be on in the Lumberjack match.
I better catch up on my AEW Dark. Not.
Yeah, you got some research to do. All right, so NXT starts off with Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez versus Casey Catanzaro and Caden Carter semifinals in the Women's Dusty Cup. This match was rough.
What? No.
Why did it go on for so long?
Are you kidding, Josh?
Oh, long.
Botch after botch after botch. Miscue, botch. That was the whole match.
Look. I'm a Raquel Gonzalez stan, of course. But you have to admit, the way that she was dominating these tiny girls was, pretty cool to watch.
Not when it's all botches.
What about when she was getting dominated by these tiny girls that were barely doing tiny moves?
I'll admit that did not make very much sense. I'll admit that.
You know, many times that like they tried to do like a Hurricane Rana and it missed, and Raquel's like, I better just flip now. Whoa! And she would do like a flip.
There was a really bad one where Casey and Dakota, they just fell down on each other. Like it was ugly.
Yeah.
It was ugly. Catanzaro climbed up a lighting structure and then dove off onto Dakota and Raquel. That was like maybe 10 feet or something. I don't know. And then Casey does her awful finisher, which I guess like maybe Ricochet taught her like, hey, I do this. You do like the opposite one, like the backwards version of it. The worst version where like you land on your feet, but then you like sit on them and you pretend like that's all one like smooth move. It was awful.
She stepped on Gonzalez's face.
I don't know. I saw her tiny little ass land on Raquel's shoulder. I'm like, that's the impact here.
Right.
Her tiny little 80 ass. Pounds is going to hurt Raquel Gonzalez. No. But Casey does go for the pin after that, but Dakota is late to break it up. So the ref just stops counting, like the Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens match.
Well, and then a second after that, Raquel
just kicks out.
Then Dakota, it's like, one, two, I'm not sure what to do. Kick out, save.
Yeah.
It's like beat.
It was all not good.
Come on, Josh.
But in the end, Gonzalez gives Casey the one-arm powerbomb for the win.
That part was
could have done that 10 seconds into the match.
Would have been fine.
Fair. Sure.
Yeah. Next up, we go to the announce team where Vic Joseph and Beth Phoenix congratulate Wade Barrett on becoming a U.S. citizen. And they got him a framed picture of Hacksaw Jim Duggan and some apple pie.
Is that what everyone gets whenever they become a U.S.
That's what everyone should get, actually, when they become a citizen.
A block of 2x4?
A 2x4 picture with Jim Duggan holding an American flag and some apple pie.
It's very small apple pie.
Because it's very American to put your penis inside of it.
Oh!
It feels very well in the movie.
Movie.
No, whatever. I don't even know why they're doing it.
Yeah. I don't know.
A little hot.
Just some comic relief, you know, that we all laughed at, right? No. Backstage, we see William Regal congratulating Edge on winning the Royal Rumble because they had to spoil that Edge was going to be on the show. Spoiler alert, it did not help the ratings. We'll get to that later. Next up, we have Leon Ruff versus Austin Theory with Johnny Gargano ringside. Johnny tries to interfere, but Ruff super kicks him. Candice and Indy run out to his aid, but Shotzi and Ember attack them because they're fighting next week. Then Ruff pretends that Johnny hit him, so the ref ejects Johnny. But in the end, Austin Theory still wins with the ATL, and then he gives him another ATL after the match. And then Dexter Lumis appears, grabs Theory. Theory gets away, but we see that Lumis pulled a chunk of his hair out.
Mm.
So
what? I'm glad that Austin Theory could get a win, though, like a legit win.
Over Ruff?
Yes. Yes. I really thought they're going to let Ruff win here.
Former North American champion Leon Ruff.
Right. Put some respect on his name, Joe.
Austin Theory is not a former champion. Leon Ruff is.
Yeah.
Well,
technically, it's an upset.
It was an upset. I expected fully for Ruff to win, fully, especially when they kicked out Johnny. The ref did a Jericho.
Yeah.
Right.
Had the arms.
Next up, we hear from Tian Sha. You know Tian Sha?
Who are?
Oh, this is the origin story of Xia Li and Boa's leader. It's story time. Let's take a listen.
Back in time, before the dynasties exist, the land of Jin Yang was ruled by an honorable king. He had two children, an older son and a younger daughter.
Oh, is that it? Maybe that's it.
Corrupted by greed, the son killed his father, the king. The son took power of the throne, ruled with an iron fist, and brought dishonor to the family.
Shameful.
The daughter, Mei Ying, lived in fear and fled into exile. In exile, Mei Ying found a dragon and asked the dragon to teach her her strength to restore honor to the kingdom.
Teach me, dragon.
The dragon agreed to teach her, but it would cost Mei Ying her soul. The dragon put Mei Ying through four grueling trials. Purge her fear. Replace her fear with power. Be reborn as a warrior to fear without weaknesses. The final thing he would teach her is to ascend to the throne. Mei Ying destroyed her brother and returned honor to her family. After succeeding, Mei Ying realized she would have to become the one thing she despised. She would have to instill fear in others. And people feared the name Tian Sha for generations to come.
Wait, what?
You know, this is what the prequel to Game of Thrones is about. I have it right here. It's the exact, it's the mother of dragons, right? And then she comes and takes over.
I actually thought this was an evil Mulan. I mean, it was very strange sounding.
Dude, talking dragons, come on.
Wow.
Hello.
They're treating this girl like she's going to be the next thing since sliced bread, right? But I don't have a feeling that's actually going to be what happens.
Well, then Beth Phoenix says, wait, so she's thousands of years old? Generations to come. I mean, come on.
She became Jim Ross.
So now we're doing this again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like The Undertaker was a fluke.
Right.
You know, like, and you know, like he's undead, right? Bray Wyatt doesn't claim to be undead, but now he's magical and everything. But
yeah, but they stopped talking about Undertaker's crap years and years and years ago. His name's The Undertaker, and they call him Dead Man, but it's more of a nickname. Like, no one thinks he's dead. They kind of left that theory in the 90s. But now they don't care about magic. Magic's
last match.
What's that?
His last match, the Boneyard match.
Yeah.
That's a lot of magic in that. But I don't know. Like, we're more of this undead magic shit. And what? She lost her soul, so she just gets to live forever. Okay, that's not so bad, but that's what we're going with.
Dragon said, "I want your soul." Like, yeah,
and this isn't anyone special. It's just she's Karen Q. Like, she actually teamed with with Xia Li a couple years ago in NXT, like a couple times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's like nothing special. No one's special. It's just this is what they're doing. Mm. It's horrible. Now I want to see like the actual video of like the dragon talking to her. Okay, now there will be three trials.
Yeah, like move on, right? Have Eddie Murphy come in there as a little tiny dragon.
Right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, God. Anyways, next up we have Lucha House Party versus El Legado del Fantasma quarterfinal match in the Dusty Cup. Legado del Fantasma wins with their finisher. After the match, MSK comes out and says, next week we're going to beat the brakes off of you. And then they went from quoting Borat to quoting Rush Hour, because then one of them says, we're Michael Jackson, y'all are Tito. And then their big catchphrase is, it's all night and all day.
No.
Now we have three people technically doing all day in NXT, because Austin Theory does all day.
Night and day. Well, Tom Cruise, Cameron Diaz movie, I think.
Yeah.
It's not a whole lot of variation here.
My God. Who do you got winning this? I got MSK.
No, come on. Sure. Got to go with the Fantasma guys.
No, they have no reason to win anything.
Brown Pride, baby. Brown Pride.
All right, sure. MSK's brown, right? What are they?
One of them.
German?
No. German. Next up, we have a Pete Dunne ring promo with Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch beside him. Dunne calls out Finn Balor, and so the champ comes out. Balor says, Pete, you say you're done waiting, but you're still hiding behind those two clowns. So Dunne tells his boys to leave, and Balor gets in the ring. Dunne tells Balor, you better hold on to that championship tight, because the first chance I get, it's mine. Balor says, you got your chance. Take over Vengeance Day. Pete Dunne versus Finn Balor for the NXT Championship. So that's the official name, Take Over Vengeance.
Not bad, right?
Is St. Valentine's Day Massacre really like too scary?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
I just don't.
I just peed a little when you said it, so we'll imagine what kids would do.
They'd scarier than an undead,
right?
Like woman who was trained by dragons and yeah.
Yeah, but she's not a zombie. She's just undead. So I mean, who knows?
I mean, that's kind of the same thing. I mean, yeah, I get it. Werewolves are undead, but it's all the
same. Like vengeance. Like, is there even revenge matches in this thing? Like, are there...
Vengeance means you're getting revenge for someone else.
Vengeance is mine.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. All right, so then the music hits. You Think You Know Me, and Edge makes his NXT debut. How about
this
that?
This is awesome.
No, that might have been chanting that. Yeah, I'm not sure, but
I mean, he's barely walking out. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Hey, I mean, it's cool. I thought it was pretty fun. I mean, and plus he got pretty passionate towards his promo.
Yeah, sure.
So he gets in the ring. He says, a lot of times in WWE, we put the focus on the E, but here in NXT, the focus is on that second W, which I like that. That was a good line. He says, NXT helped me find the passion to get my career back. I used that passion to win the Royal Rumble, and now I get to challenge any champion in this company. And then he looks at Dunne and says, I see you, and I see so much of me. But Dunne shrugs his shoulders, and Edge says, the good, the bad. But that's, you know, what makes us who we are. And, yeah, I would have shrugged my shoulders just like that 10 years ago too, kid. Well, maybe like 20 years ago.
Right. I was going to say 10 years ago on his way out.
And you left, yeah. Edge then tells Balor, I look at you and I see a guy who's operating on an entirely different level. You're in a zone that is special to watch. So I'm going to be watching your match at TakeOver because I never had that. And he touches the NXT championship.
Now, there's no chance this will actually happen. But, I mean, it is really, really, really cool to think about, right?
I know. So he also says, whoever wins a takeover, that is interesting or intriguing. And if I haven't made my choice by takeover, then this fight might cause me to make my choice. And yeah, like it got me really excited. I wish they wouldn't cock tease us so much because right. Now I want this, but
it's total totally blue balls.
Yeah. Like they made it look too cool to where it's right. Like, fuck, this is all I want now. I don't care about Roman Reigns.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want him to get freaking, you know, speared, repeat, and lose at WrestleMania, or take a fat claymore and be like, all right, Edge, you had your shot. We gave you your title shot that you wanted. But yeah, like, go beat Balor for the title in a badass match.
I don't know if y'all guys feel the same way, but, like, you know, I'm not very familiar with Edge from, you know, the way back when, but I really feel like, you know, he kind of fits here in NXT.
Well, it's just everything's better on NXT, right?
Maybe that's what it is.
And it is cool to finally see Edge being like a challenger for something, because ever since he's been back, it's always been about Randy Orton, you know?
Right.
Been like a victim.
Aren't people bored with that right now?
Well, it's over now. That part is finally over. He finally beat Orton, you know, again. So we're done with that. But it's nice to see, like, original Edge back. He's no longer a victim, you know. Now he's like, I'm winning the fucking belt. So,
right.
Look out. It'd be cool, like, you know, if they actually did this match at WrestleMania, Balor Edge, they wouldn't make it the main event, but it should be, because, okay, like, that's what's kind of cool about when they say, you know, it's the main event. Like, the winner gets to choose whatever champion, but it's like, yeah, I choose Balor. Yeah, it's me and Balor in the main event of Mania. Sorry.
Fifth.
It'd be so great, but yeah, no. Fifth match. First match, whatever.
In between the women's championships.
Yeah. Next up, we have Alicia Ashton interviewing Johnny Gargano backstage. Johnny calls her not McKenzie and says, if Loomis keeps messing with Theory, then my boy is going to put him in his place. She then tells him that he's going to be defending the North American Championship at TakeOver against Kushida, and he freaks out. After the break, Johnny knocks on Regal's office, but Kushida opens the door and says, do you have an appointment? And Johnny says the North American champion doesn't need an appointment, but Kushida says Regal's busy right now. So they fight, and Kushida kicks Johnny's arm, and Johnny sells it like he's really hurt. So maybe he'll try to get out of it. I don't know.
If we were doing worst feuds, like a ranking, I feel like this would be like top two or three worst. This is
like ever.
Maybe ever.
Yeah. But let's just stick with like this year.
Yeah, for sure. Worst feud of the year.
Gargano and dark contender for the whole year.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Like, we hate that Gargano, a guy that we used to love, is acting horribly.
Yeah. Right.
And then we hate that we're being forced Kushida, a guy who just acts horribly.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like these two need to have a double turn to make this feud good. Like, Kushida as a bad guy and Johnny as a face. I might be in on this feud.
Right.
I might be okay with this.
Maybe.
But not this way.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Not like this.
Not like this. Next up, we have Jesse Kamea versus Tony Storm with Aaliyah and Robert Stone ringside. Thankfully, Mercedes Martinez attacks both women like a minute into the match.
Yes, finally.
Then Io Shirai comes out and sits on the top rope and watches Martinez and Storm brawl. Then they brawl outside the ring, so Io moonsaults on them and then stands tall in the ring.
And misses completely. She missed completely. Right. I thought she was going to be hurt, and she bounced right back up. God bless her. She just fell. Boom. They didn't catch her at all.
Yeah, they missed her.
Right. It's their job to get near her. They did not.
I like that they're kind of show. Like, I mean, I don't know. Martinez and Storm, and that's the trip. You know, it's triple threat at TakeOver.
Right.
There's no way Io's losing that belt.
Right.
Which means she's going to lose the belt.
No.
Not to these two. I don't even know which one you'd give it to.
Martinez.
It's got to be, you know.
She's huge.
You're attracted to Martinez?
She's a little hot.
Okay. I'd honestly rather them give it to Raquel Gonzalez.
Of course. It has to be.
Yeah, Raquel. Me too. I mean, duh.
They've been teasing it since War Games.
Yeah. Right.
You got to make it happen at some point. I don't know what they're waiting for. Like, they're doing this. It seems like they're doing this other, this next takeover. It's like, well, you know, like, obviously Balor's going to retain. Io's going to retain. Nothing's going to really change here. But the next takeover is when everything changes. But it's like, well, when is that? Because it's not going to be WrestleMania weekend.
Right.
So,
yeah, how many takeovers are there for WrestleMania? Just this one, right?
Just this one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because WrestleMania is two nights again this year. So,
well, I'm all for Raquel taking the belt at WrestleMania. That's fine.
Well, it's not happening, I just said, at WrestleMania. There's not going to be a takeover.
Well, they might have a match at WrestleMania, but I doubt it. Two nights, you got to fill up the cards, but
yeah.
They did have an NXT women's match, but obviously it was because of Charlotte taking the title.
Right.
All right, next up we have Jumpin' Jeff Farmer versus Santos Escobar for the Cruiserweight Championship with Mendoza and Wild ringside.
That's basically who he is. This guy's – where did they find this guy?
You ready for your title shot? Yep.
Hey, he represents all of Texas.
Good God.
Like, this is a guy who had a bad promo. Like, there was a – let's find the next NXT talent, right?
Yeah.
And you got a guy that's like, hey, yeah, yeah, you, so bad. Hey.
This is a guy
that I'm going to fight for the championship because I'm the best.
Yeah.
This was a guy that was Timothy Thatcher's student like 2 months ago.
No, was he?
I think he was, wasn't he?
No, I don't think so.
It was Austin Gray and this guy, right?
August Gray and Tyler Rust, the diamond in the rust.
Right.
No.
Am I getting them confused?
I think you are. No, it's funny. They all do look like the same white guy. I don't think we could identify them in a lineup if they're all standing together. Like, I don't know which one's which.
It's the joke about New England players. They're all just nondescript white guys.
Yeah. I don't know. So yeah, during the match, we see Scarlett standing on the platform behind the announce table. It takes Vic Joseph like 30 minutes to realize who that is. He's like, what? Who is that? Who is that there? What? But Escobar notices and he smiles at her while he beats up Kurt Stallion, and Escobar retains with the Phantom Driver and then another move. After the match, Karrion Kross comes out, kicks the shit out of Wild and Mendoza. Then he gets face to face with Escobar and he tells him, it seems like you and I have an ever growing problem here. So here's a solution. I'm going to give you the gift of time, which will just give you more time to think about the inevitable. So run along. TikTok.
Explain this. Explain what's happening here.
So
go ahead.
Karrion Kross is NXT's Brock Lesnar, right?
Sure.
Pretty much. So this would be like Brock Lesnar picking a feud with a cruiserweight. Why?
Is he threatening him or is he telling him like, hey, take care of this other problem for me. I'll give you more time.
I'm thinking that he takes the belt from Escobar, maybe.
He might be 205 pounds, but we're not supposed to know that. We're supposed to think he's like 250, 260.
Right. No, he's tall.
Probably closer to like two.
He's kind of tall, right?
Is he 6'5", 10", 5'11"?
Yeah, I don't think he's 205. He's pretty muscular.
I don't know. I'd love to know his height, but he's not too far off. That's why it's dumb to call it 205. It should be called Buck 50. That's what they should call that title. Yeah.
This feud makes even less sense than Johnny.
It's just like, why not just murder him now?
Right.
Yeah. I guess my guess is he'll cost Escobar the Cruiserweight title at some point when they actually have someone that's not Jumpin' Jeff Farmer.
Why the fuck does he care?
Again, why?
I know. I'm just saying it doesn't make any sense.
It's dumb.
Like, you just murdered his two friends.
So. Right.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe when what's the other cruiserweight champion's name?
In the UK.
Gordon Devlin.
Devlin.
Because he's still there in the UK claiming to be the original Cruiserweight champion. He's defending it there. So we've got two cruiserweight belts going on right now.
Yeah, get the unification one day.
Yeah.
Backstage, we see Edge fist bump Bronson Reed and he leaves the arena.
It was a cool fist bump.
Yeah. Was it cool?
It was cool.
You enjoyed it? Cameraman asks Edge, have you made a decision yet? And Edge says no, but even if I did, I probably wouldn't tell you. And then Karrion Kross walks up and tells Edge, you have a very big decision to make. It's a moment you're going to have to live with the rest of your life. So I hope you choose logically and not emotionally, because in the end, it's not going to be Pete Dunne or Finn Balor. It's going to be me taking back the title that I never lost. because time tells all, even for the ultimate opportunist.
Okay, Cross. When's that going to happen, buddy?
Yeah.
Time.
When are you taking that title? You're not even in the match. You're picking fights with little guys.
Well, hold on. Let me look at my
What
is it fucking called?
Your hourglass?
Time. Yeah, the hourglass. Hold on. No, we still got a while. Yeah. Still got a while.
It's really slow. A couple sands every day.
Giant hourglass.
Right.
So then Edge replies, words like that can be motivating. They could motivate me to come back here. And I don't know if you'd like that. And he walks away. So he's just teasing matches with all these people.
Right.
Blue balls. There's no way
we get to all of these matches before Edge retires again.
Right. He's the Oprah Winfrey right now. Blue balls.
Well, look, if they're doing this to see what our reaction would be.
Yeah.
It's positive.
Yeah.
Right. Who do we have to tell?
Right.
It's positive. For them to then go and do none of this when they tested the waters and we're like, yes. Now, again, the ratings won't show that. But still, it's like, you know, we want to see this. Make some of this happen.
They claim they listen to the fans. So, I mean, you know. Yeah.
Who's they exactly? Because I don't think Vince ever said that.
Also, who are the fans? You know, that's.
That's true. Who are the fans? Where are they?
Yeah.
Next up, we have the main event of NXT, the Undisputed Era versus Tommaso Ciampa and Timothy Thatcher, semifinal in the Dusty Cup. Ciampa has hair on the back of his head now, and it looks
old hair.
Awful.
Old gray hair.
Old gray hair.
I want to say he's our dad's age. I didn't know.
He looks like Ciampa.
My dad's hair looks better. Our dad.
Why?
What was old Wolverine? Why? Logan. He looks like the Logan. Old Wolverine.
I feel like this is his way of saying, like, fuck off, everyone.
Wolverine's
got me in tag matches. You got me in Dusty Cup matches.
Screw you.
I'm going to let my hair grow. You want the killer? You want the greatest sports entertainer of all time?
Right.
You let me know when I'm in a singles match and I can go after Cross again. Then I'll shave my head. I'll put on my cool clothes. And
I know. Like, even his tights were shit.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, it looks horrible.
Like, this is. I've given up, Ciampa.
Yeah. Seriously. So Cole puts Thatcher in a figure four, and Strong puts Ciampa in the stronghold. But Ciampa escapes. He breaks up the figure four. Cole and Strong hit Ciampa with DIY's finisher, and like they don't even acknowledge it. They don't even say it, but they did it.
Right.
Yeah. But Ciampa kicks out of it. Thatcher pulls Cole out of the ring and uppercuts him. Strong drops Thatcher on the barricade, but when he hops on the apron, Ciampa quickly grabs him and hits Willow's bell for the win.
Yeah.
And then the grizzled young veterans come out after the match to have a stare down, but Ciampa slaps one of them, and we have a scuffle as the show goes off the air.
A really kind of nondescript ending, you know, is kind of meh.
Kind of meh.
Meh, my opinion.
Right. I mean, really, the only cool parts of the show was when Edge was on.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. It was cool, but everything else was just, you know, meh like usual.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Raquel was great as always, but, you know.
Yeah, that match sucked. All right, on to AEW Dynamite. We start off with the Tag Team Battle Royal. Winners challenge the Young Bucks at Revolution. And the Young Bucks are in it because if they win, they get to choose their opponents. The Bucks come out last and dive onto everyone outside the ring. FTR was removed from this match since they attacked Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy last week. And Luchasaurus's horns off. Again, that's another thing in wrestling where like sometimes you get disciplined and sometimes you don't.
Right.
Like,
look at the draw.
And then Luchasaurus, it's confirmed he only has one mask.
Right.
That's right.
You can buy him backstage at the same exact ones, but
he did not come out with the horns.
Right.
He still doesn't have his horns.
He's a real dinosaur. They cut his real horns off.
Yes. Jake Hager is one of the first eliminated after he was knocked off the apron by the Dark Order.
By the way, he put himself over the top rope.
Yes.
He climbed over. That's right. Yeah.
He wasn't even getting pushed.
He was never the smartest wrestler.
No.
I mean, you would say I'm the all-American. It's like, well, okay.
I will say still the greatest match I've ever seen was between him and Rusev. So.
We can argue that.
The pre-tape of Raw. We can argue that. That was insane. Look, Paul's going on the air in 30 seconds, and he's got Rusev in an ankle lock. He's winning the U.S. title on the event. What the hell? Like, they're like, and then like
a false finishes.
Rusev reverses it, puts him in the accolade, and like he's tapping as like the Raw intro's playing.
And then thank God it takes about 2 minutes to play all the Raw intros.
Right. Matt Jackson also gets eliminated early after Santana back body drops him on the stage. MJF and Jericho kick one of the acclaimed guys in the nuts and they toss him out together. Luchasaurus chokeslams Stu Grayson out of the ring, but then Evil Uno and John Silver eliminate him.
Smart.
Later, Evil Uno gave Nick Jackson the end of days.
Yeah.
King Corbin, end of days.
Right.
But then MJF tosses Uno out. Nick Jackson eliminates Santana Ortiz by himself. Then the Good Brothers come out to ringside, and they help Nick eliminate Isaiah Cassidy, but Nick's upset. He's like, I don't need your help. And that distracts him enough so that MJF just tosses Nick out. And then MJF and Jericho do the Young Bucks pose together, which was funny. Then late in the match, like there were like six people left and Jungle Boy's one of them. And I went back and rewatched it a few times to see like what happened, because it didn't look like Jungle Boy was hurt, but something must have went wrong, like where he was hurt or something. Cause like he punched MJF, like hit a couple guys, and then he just like rested in the corner, and then MJF just grabbed him and threw him out. Like he just got eliminated just matter of factly.
It was a weak like, elimination.
Like he was a jobber or something. So I don't know what went down there.
I mean,
but maybe he got hurt or something. You could see him tell a ref something and then MJF throws him out. So yeah, I don't know. It was weird. I guess he's hurt. He was hurt or something. Then we have, I think his name was Caster of the acclaimed.
Sure.
Grabbed MJF and told Sammy to super kick him. So Sammy goes for it, but MJF ducks and he super kicks Caster. And then MJF smiles as if that was part of the plan, but Sammy, you know, it wasn't part of Sammy's plan. Then MJF charges Caster, but Caster back body drops MJF out of the ring. Then Darius Martin of Top Flight tosses out Caster. So the final three is him, Sammy, and Jericho. Darius throws Sammy over, but Sammy hangs on. Jericho tries to eliminate Darius, but doing that knocks Sammy to the floor. In the end, Darius was on the apron and Jericho gave him the Judas effect to win the battle royal.
Go figure. Jericho is to sowing dissension.
Oh, whatever.
Well, he didn't do it on purpose, right?
Yeah.
So Sammy storms to the back as Jericho and MJF celebrate. Mm-hmm. So it's Jericho and MJF versus the Young Bucks for the tag titles of Revolution.
Did they take him?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah. I
think the brothers probably screw him over and, you know, right. I think it's okay for them to have some titles.
Yeah, but
they've got to win it to kind of make Sammy more annoyed too.
Right. True.
Yeah.
True.
Very true. But what does FTR do for the next few months? Because they're trying to keep them around by doing like random feuds, and they keep suspending them. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Torture Marco stunts, maybe.
Right.
Well, yeah. Sure. Get to that soon. Next up, we have Darby. I'm sorry, Tony Schiavone interviewing Darby Allin and Sting in the ring. Schiavone mentions that Darby is going to defend the TNT championship against Joey Janela next week because why? I don't
know. Janela gets more title shots for someone who never wins than anyone I've ever seen.
No.
He's the champion jobber.
Yeah.
The jobber champion.
But then Team Taz appears on the Titantron and Taz says, we're not allowed in the building this week because we beat up the merch guys. And then Ricky Stark tells Sting, I don't think you're the same guy you used to be. And Darby, good luck next week. You're going to need it. I guarantee it. So then Sting gets on the mic and he's like, well, I'll be here next week to make sure it's a one-on-one match. And, you know, Team Taz doesn't interfere. Not on my watch. And then he addresses Ricky Starks and says, you said when you look in my eyes, you don't see the icon anymore. Well, maybe you need to take a closer look.
All right, let me do that. Come here, Sting. Let me get those eyes. Let's see. I see diabetes. I see high blood pressure. A lot of yellow in those eyes.
I'm a hoodlum.
You are not cleared to wrestle. You are not cleared to wrestle.
I'm a hoodlum.
Report to a hospital immediately, sir.
Yeah. Well, this guy Seth Rollins, I mean Tyler Black, he broke my neck a few years ago.
Contest me.
Next up, we have Britt Baker versus Thunder Rosa with Reba ringside. Baker curb stomps Thunder Rosa, just like Seth Rollins, but she kicks out. Thunder Rosa hits the Death Valley driver, but Baker kicks out. In the end, Reba gets in the ring, removes a turnbuckle, and then soon after that, Baker throws Thunder Rosa's face into the exposed steel, and then Baker applies the lockjaw, and the ref stops the match because Thunder Rosa's already knocked out anyway. So
yeah,
Baker gets the win.
I thought it was a good match. It's certainly one of the better women's matches they've had.
Okay. Yeah.
They have horrible matches. So, yes, that is a true statement.
Yeah. Next up, we have Hangman Adam Page and Matt Hardy versus Serpentico and Luther.
So boring.
Matt Hardy convinced Adam Page to team up for one night just so they could get vengeance for Brody Jr. since Serpentico and Luther ruined his birthday.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Page makes the hot tag, dominates, hits the buckshot lariat, and then Matt tags himself in so he can get the pin. Mm. And Page is a little upset about it, but he still kind of celebrates with Matt. So, yeah, this will just leads to a Page-Matt Hardy feud at some point, whatever.
I'll be honest. You know, backstage or in the dressing room, Page was like, no, I don't want to be a part of another tag team. I'm done. I'm over it. And then he's with another tag team. I feel for him. He's trying to get away from him as much as he can, but he can't. And it's sad. Do it.
I know. Very sad. It. Backstage, MJF and Jericho walk into their room ready to celebrate their win, but Sammy Guevara is still pissed and says, Chris, you say we're all in this together, but I'm not so sure. And he walks away and Chris goes after him. And then MJF tells the rest of the guys, I think we need to have a little conversation. Mm. And Wardlow forces the cameraman out and shuts the door.
Come on, Wardlow. We wanted to know what's up, man.
No, private, Josh. Private.
Well, they're probably kicking Sammy out.
Mm.
That's, you know, soon. That's what that could mean. I mean, it could also mean, I mean, that's what it has to be because you can't get rid of Jericho yet because they got to be tag champs.
Right.
But yeah, Sammy will be gone soon. So sad.
Just don't go back to that gimmick, Sammy. Don't go back to that gimmick.
What gimmick?
Oh, God.
Remember when he came out with the panda hat? Oh.
Panda hat.
Oh, yeah. No panda.
Just don't go back.
I think he'll be good. I think he'll be good alone.
I hope so.
It'll be good for him.
Yeah, it's his big face turn coming.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the wedding of Kip Sabian and Penelope Ford.
Oh, yeah.
And according to them, in interviews, this was their actual wedding ceremony.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Like, they got married in front of a, you know, like, they got officially married, but they didn't have a ceremony. So, like, this was technically their wedding ceremony.
Wow.
To be fair, if someone's going to pay for it, by all means, right?
I guess so. The officiant is James Mitchell. I don't even know who this is. Joe? No? Nothing? Okay.
Who are you?
They said he was in WCW. He was a manager in WCW.
His eyebrows. Off.
Yeah.
Sorry. No clue. Yeah.
James Mitchell, huh?
Yeah.
Nothing.
We got Kip Sabian, Miro, Chuck Taylor, and Vicky Guerrero come out together. Why is Vicky there?
Why Vicky?
She's, I don't know.
She's the, I mean, she's the maid of honor. Like, what?
her best lady, whatever.
Yeah. Then Penelope Ford walks out in a slutty wedding dress. So that was nice. Kip does his vows first, talks about how he fell in love with her chest. Then Penelope does her vows and says, I love you so much, Kip. You have the biggest. And then he stops her. Mitchell was corny as fuck. But then they both say, I do. Mitchell then starts to ask if anyone objects to this, but Miro cuts him off. And he's like, I've been there a few times, so let's move on. We're not doing this. So, I mean, like, they're trying to make fun of WWE's bad wedding segment,
right?
But then they just,
they have their own
bad wedding segment.
Right.
It's like, no, this sucks. This isn't a parody. It just sucks. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Right.
So Mitchell pronounces them husband and wife, and Kip and Penelope make out. Chuck gives everyone champagne, and Miro makes a toast, and is like, I may not have gotten you a present, but I'm your present. And Miro notices a giant wrapped present, and Chuck says, that's for me. So Miro attacks the box, but nothing's in it, so he tosses it out of the ring and tells Chuck to clean it up. Miro then sings with the crowd a bit, and then he's like, let's have cake. But then he notices that Chuck chained his leg to the turnbuckle. So Chuck punches Ford, and Ford knocks Penelope into the cake, just like, you know, what happened with Lana. Miro grabs Chuck. Kip swings. Chuck ducks. Kip hits Miro by mistake, and Miro looks pissed at him like he's going to kill him. And then Penelope jumps on Chuck's back, and they all start beating him up. But then Orange Cassidy pops out of the cake, and he gives Kip the beach break. So
this is what they brought Miro in for?
Hated it.
This was terrible.
Yeah. This is
terrible use of all their talents.
I know. And it's like, so we're not going to do the objections and the who are you, which was the only thing we got out of that. Like, at least that was so bad it was funny.
Right.
Just like the Lashley-Lana wedding, you know, Rusev came out of the cake. Orange Cassidy comes out of the cake.
That's the only move. What else are you going to do?
Who would have thunk it? Yeah. And they didn't even ruin the wedding. They waited till they got fucking married.
Right.
I guess because they had to, because this was their weird.
It's a real wedding.
So
what does Rusev do now? Does he throw another wedding?
Yeah, that's all he'll do. He'll just.
I don't understand.
The really? Best man at all weddings. No.
You know what? That's his gimmick. He's a wedding planner. Wedding planner.
Yes.
Oh, no.
We even said that, remember, they never had the bachelor party.
No.
That was teased for how many months? And then they never did it. Like, what? What happened? He's like, well, I forgot about the bachelor party. It's like, what?
I didn't get you a present. He's a really shitty best man.
He's the worst best man. Yeah. I guess that's the joke.
Right. He's not the best. He's the worst.
Yeah.
Right.
So next up, we have another promo from Shaq from inside the NBA studio.
No.
He said, me and Jade will face Cody Rhodes and Red. And then he forgets.
No.
Gets her name.
Or whatever.
Red Cupcakes.
No.
Then he goes over to Kenny Smith's area and starts boxing his COVID screen and knocks it over. No. It's like, well, what do you have these screens for if you're just going to go over and be with Kenny Smith?
Right.
And knock over his COVID screen.
Yeah,
you hear what Shaq's finisher is called?
No, I don't know.
Yes, he said his finisher is called the Black Tornado.
Okay.
No. No, Shaq, no.
Come on. You know you want to see him hit the Black Tornado.
No, I do not.
Oh, he's going to hit.
I don't want to see.
To be fair, I want to see him try to do it because he's a foot taller than Cody, so it's going to look really weird.
What is it?
It's the spinning elbow, just like Jericho.
Oh, Lord.
So, yeah, the mixed tag team match is official for March 3rd on Dynamite, not Revolution, which makes sense since it's a TNT thing.
Right.
And I'm glad this is not a pay-per-view match because it shouldn't fucking be.
You don't want to pay for that? Come on.
Well...
Dear Jesus.
They might
Dear
need Jesus. To pay me.
I'd rather just see Cody versus Shaq one-on-one in a real basketball game. I'd rather just see that.
Shaq's older, sure.
Fair.
Yeah. Cody can dribble a little bit, shoot a little bit.
In a game of 21, yeah.
I think Shaq still wins, but I'd rather see this than have them fight. Like a fake wrestling match where Shaq's going to suck. I don't know. Next up, we have Eddie Kingston versus Lance Archer in a lumberjack match. The bunny gets in the ring and jumps on Archer's back, but he picks her up, goes for the blackout, but Eddie hits him with the back fist. Archer rolls out of the ring by the baby faces so that they don't attack him. And then Eddie tells Angelico from H2O or TH2, and he's like, go after him, but Jake Roberts knocks him out with a single punch.
Ooh.
And he fell down when he punched him.
That's some work for an old man.
Yeah. Right. But during the match, Archer kept making the mistake of running to the ropes where Butcher and Blade are. Like, hey, stop doing that, man. It's not a good strategy.
As you see, dumb face, right?
Dumb face. Yes. And then Blade sets up a table in the corner, but then Bear Bronson,
who are you,
spears him through it, and then Bear Country,
who are you,
attacks Butcher.
Oh, I thought that was the tag team name. Okay.
No, I thought it was Roadblock. What is it? Bear Country?
They're both named Bear. I thought the tag team name was Bear Country.
Oh, you both froze now.
Are we back? Oh, no.
You were like, Bear. No, like instead of heavy machinery, they're like large construction.
Right.
I don't know, something stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, after that, Archer hits the blackout on Eddie and gets the win.
Right.
Next up, we have an FTR backstage promo. And they're all sitting on my couch.
Was it your couch?
It's my, they're sitting on my couch.
Oh, wow. They came to your house and like this promo.
It's the same exact couch that I have.
Wait, is Marco Stunt there?
No, is not yet. Chained up?
Oh. Okay. Oh, wow. Is that why we can't come over? You're hanging with Marco Stunt?
Yeah. No, but it's exactly my couch. I thought that was, I noticed it immediately. I was like, oh my God, that's awesome.
That's funny.
Could charge your
phones. Yeah. So Tully talks about how unfair FTR gets treated. All they want is a tag team title shot. And then Dax Harwood says, you know, we aren't bad men, but sometimes we have to think, what would bad men do? And then he pulls Marco Stunt into frame and he's handcuffed to a chair with duct tape on his mouth. And so they kidnapped him.
Yeah. We kidnapped your son. Yeah.
I'm really concerned about what they're planning on doing.
This really is not a good idea. They're just probably going to get suspended for even longer now.
So they never bring Marco back? Well, maybe that's a good thing.
Let's hope we never see him again. Yeah.
That'd be great. The cops is going to be like, hi, y'all were on TV showing that you kidnapped someone. Kind of have to come with us.
No, he's our son. Oh, sorry. Fair enough. Have a good night. Yeah.
It's Marco Stunt. Come on. It's just Marco Stunt. You know what? True. That's true. You guys can have him.
Yeah.
You fuck away. All right.
Next up, we have the main event. Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers versus John Moxley, Pac, and Rey Fénix with Don Callis on commentary. Late in the match, Moxley goes for paradigm shift, but Omega counters and gives Moxley his own paradigm shift.
Ayo.
Omega goes for the pin, but Pac breaks it up with the black arrow. But in the end, there's a bunch of fuckery.
Bunch of fuckery.
Moxley's like laying on the stage like he's hurt. And then someone must have told him, like, hey, get off camera because like the finish is coming and you can't be on camera like watching.
Yeah.
You know, like just watching. So the Good Brothers hit Fénix with the magic killer for the win. Then Lance Archer comes out after the match and attacks the bad guys. Moxley's about to attack Omega, but he's attacked by a man in a hoodie, and it's revealed to be Kenta from New Japan.
Oh.
And Joe, you have no recollection?
I mean, I know who Kenta is. I'm just saying, like, was he in AEW at some point?
No, he was in NXT.
He was in NXT as a different name.
Was he a champion?
No.
He was one of their big signees that never turned out to be anything?
Yes.
Yeah, he challenged Bobby Roode for the NXT championship.
Bobby Roode, that's who it was.
It was. His name was Hideo Itami.
No.
Yes. Yeah. It's the hair.
He didn't have pink hair or purple hair. Sure.
I mean, I just thought he was a big deal in Japan, though, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he gave Moxley he still is, right? He gave Moxley the GTS, which that's where Punk got the GTS from because he invented it.
Right.
So, yeah, he gives Moxley the GTS. I hated how Moxley oversold it.
Yeah, that was like, dumb. Flopped like
he fish. Took a bow after. Like what?
Yeah,
like, it was fucking weird. Yeah. And then Excalibur tells us, you know, in case we don't watch New Japan, he says Kenta has the briefcase. He has the rights to challenge Moxley for the IWGP US Championship.
Now, to be fair, I don't watch New Japan, so that was helpful. I did not know they had a Money in the Bank contract.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if they treat it like it's a Money in the Bank thing where you get to do it anytime, cash in anytime. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm sure I'll get 10 messages telling me that I'm wrong. But yeah,
send me messages.
I guess they're traveling from Japan to the U.S. fine and vice versa. I guess Moxley's got to go there now and maybe drop the belt to him. Who knows?
Wait. So Kenta can come to the United States, but fucking Walter is still in England? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, the rumor of that is that Walter just doesn't want to come. But, I mean, now they're teasing that he's coming. I think he's coming now.
Eventually, he'll have to
come. Better.
You would think. Yeah. It can't be Alexander Wolf's the big reveal.
Yeah. Right.
He said it's only just the beginning, so it's got to be that. So after all that, Kenta leaves, and then Omega poses over Moxley to end the show. So there you go.
There you go.
That's it. All right, let's give some awards. Who'd you have for worst dressed?
I had the AEW wedding official. I don't remember his name. He was terrible. He was bad. And his eyebrows.
Mitchell. I looked him up. He looked exactly the same in WCW, and I still don't know. Oh, wow. He was in ECW as the sinister minister or some crap. Mm. No idea.
Oh, okay. So that's why he was the minister.
So all he does is weddings?
I had the, I had the Berenstain Bears. the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah. Good one, Joe.
I had Tommaso Ciampa just because we've seen.
Yeah.
He looks awesome. And come on, Ciampa. Why? You still got to sell yourself at the end of the day.
Well, yep. I mean, you know exactly why.
Still.
I think he's pissed.
Don't bury yourself.
Wow.
Best dressed?
I mean, come on. It was Penelope Ford, right?
Oh, okay. He didn't say Raquel. We'll accept that answer. Are we recording this?
Yeah.
Look, even I could admit from time to time.
She looked good. I still had Scarlett because she looked like she was naked from when they showed her from behind.
Yeah, I mean, Penelope looked hot, but she's still in a wedding dress at the end of the day. So how?
Yeah, fuck that, you know, right, Andrew?
Weddings, like, oh, weddings? So no.
Wait, that's a bad thing? I mean, come on.
I loved how cute Io Shirai looked, like just in regular clothes.
I mean, she always looks cute.
Yeah. Worst acting?
Kurt Stallion, the pride of Texas.
For yeah, me? Kurt Stallion.
No one in Texas is proud of him.
No.
No, I can tell you.
Yeah. I've never heard anyone talking about Kurt Stallion ever.
Sweep it.
I went with Shaq.
Yeah, fair.
Him sure. Punching a fucking screen. Best acting?
Edge. Has to be Edge.
Yeah, I mean, I like Sammy. I feel like we've heard Edge's spiel, but he did great. I saved him for something later anyway.
Worst comment?
Stallion. I'll make all of Texas proud when I win. The championship tonight.
No, not
when Moxley was getting pinned by Omega, and then he did the red arrow.
Black arrow.
Well, that's right. It's the black arrow. And JR said, "Man, they're stacked up like cornwood." What? What's cornwood? Anyone? Josh?
Not sure. Unclear.
Unclear. Unclear.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I had Vic Joseph just being flabbergasted, not knowing who's behind him. Just fucking look, idiot.
Right.
Yeah.
Best comment?
I didn't think there was a lot, but I mean, just Edge pointing to the belt and saying this is intriguing to me. I mean, I pop for that.
I had Edge with his first line, like, you know, WWE focuses on the E, NXT focuses on that second W. I like that one.
Right. Yeah. Not still can't one. Say wrestling, but they can say the second W.
Right, but they can say the second W.
You can't even say what the acronym means.
Right.
World Wrestling Entertainment.
What the fuck is wrestling?
Yeah. We're just world. He just changed it to we. We're World Entertainment.
Yeah. WSE. The WSE champion.
Well, we have a universe now. We're Universe Entertainment. For the whole universe.
The USC. We now use the Universal Sports Entertainers.
Yeah. There you go. Worst match.
Raquel Gonzalez and all them.
Yeah.
What? No.
It wasn't Raquel's fault, Josh. It was all the other girls botching, but.
Right.
You're telling me that was better than Austin and Ruff?
Yes.
No.
Well, no, we're saying Theory and Ruff was better.
Right.
No. I'm saying it wasn't. Austin and Ruff for me.
Okay.
And then rough. Super slow-mo.
super slow-mo had to have been I don't even remember which match it was that Kamea was in. What was it? Kamea and
that was like a 30-second match.
It was too long for me. Too long.
I had Paige and Hardy versus Serpentico and Luther because Luther's slow as fuck.
Yeah, go with that.
Best match.
I really like the tag team battle royale in AEW. I thought that was really good.
Yeah, any kind of battle royal is usually going to be good.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely go with that. There was some fun spots in there.
Sweep it.
Sweep it.
Worst move, I had Moxley's oversell of the GTS. Even the GTS, like, he missed by a mile.
He missed by a mile. That's what I had.
So mm-hmm. it was bad.
GTS that- missed.
That's a good one, but I'm going to get – we have to at least mention Ruff's Eddie Guerrero of chomfoolery. I feel like they do it way too much.
Hmm. Who's?
You didn't see him when he did the Eddie Guerrero thing? He pretended like he got hit and then he fell down.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, overdone. He doesn't get to do that. What the fuck?
No. Best move?
Ray Phoenix had a dive through the rope where he almost landed into the end of the stands. It was amazing.
Well, one of the last week he landed it, and that's what made it great. So I can't give it to him this week, but he almost landed it. I mean, last week he did land it, which is
still amazing athleticism. I loved it.
Yeah, I had Willow's bell just because it was quick, kind of out of nowhere.
Mm. I had Archer's finisher on Eddie.
Okay.
Yeah, Eddie's pretty big. Yeah.
Right.
Worst moment or segment?
Worst moment was the Escobar and Clay cross face to face. Because why?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. I had the wedding.
The wedding was horrible.
Yeah, but Penelope Ford is hot as fuck.
Okay, Scarlett was in that segment. She's hot as fuck, right?
Yeah. Bam. Josh's camera's getting darker.
It's a stupid wedding. Yeah, what is it? Midnight by you? In El Campo?
It's getting dark.
It's getting dark outside, actually. He has no lights.
You have no lights in your apartment? Best moment or segment?
I just put Edge on NXT.
Edge.
I really like the Kenta reveal at the end. Moxley oversold the fuck out of the move, but I thought it was cool. You're getting all these guys working together. It's like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but instead it's wrestling.
Yeah, except for the main one is not involved.
Right. Well, it's like
all the side characters are involved. You know what?
It's exactly like DC because DC is the trash one.
Yeah.
And you've got Marvel, which is the good one. All these guys.
Let's not go ahead and call WWE the good one. We don't have a good one right now.
No, they're DC. They're terrible.
Everything is DC.
In they're wrestling. The Justice League. It's awful.
Right now, everyone's DC in wrestling.
Everyone's DC. No one's earned the right to say they're Marvel.
Right. Yeah. NXT used to be like DC when Christopher Nolan was around.
Right.
He's not around anymore.
Now it's Zack Snyder.
Oh, no. Again, why do people think the Snyder Cut's going to be good? Did you see Batman versus Superman? He made that one.
Right.
He made the worst movie of all time.
It's just going to be longer. It's, what, four or five hours?
It's the same exact story. They're not going to change the ending.
Yeah, I think it's like.
But they have so much content.
Like, that's the. Like, he thinks he's so fucking awesome that he can make a 3.5-hour movie. Like, it's apparently that long.
Right.
Like, come on. Yeah, Scorsese made a 3.5-hour movie, but he's Martin Scorsese.
Right.
Anyways, that's all for awards. The ratings are in. AEW murdered. Murder. 844,000 to 610,000. Beat him by
WWE. Vince will look at that and say, see, they had a wedding. More weddings.
Oh, God.
Well, that's a good thing. They might book that Who Are You guy.
Rusev all right. The Johnny Rusev and Candy wedding. The Johnny and Candy's wedding next week on NXT. Get the Who Are You guy. Dude, AEW should have got the Who Are You guy. Just, I mean. Right? Because they made fun of it anyway. Like, they're trying to make... They should have, like, had Miro be like, you again? No.
Right.
I can't get away from you.
And he's like, my name is Miro. Who are you? Are you Rusev? No, shut up.
Who are you?
But who wins this week? This is another tough week because...
No, this is easy. This is easy. AEW. AW. NXT is the same week after week. AW.
It is.
It happened.
NXT had Edge. My favorite part of the week was Edge, but
there's more that happens on AEW. That just is what it is.
I think AEW doesn't lose, unfortunately, this week.
I think AEW is
that match was fun. The battle royal.
You can argue because neither, you know, it's like both shows are just going downhill, man.
Yeah.
You know,
there you go. AEW
presentation of AEW is always better anyway.
Right,
it feels more like a real show.
I'd have to start moving to the neither category. Start incorporating it.
Maybe we should.
Made us force a pick. I mean, the last 6 weeks would have been neither.
Yeah, probably. AEW is up 41-29.
You were talking about the watching ability of the two shows. Yeah. I will say it is tough when they're doing the camera shot and you're looking at the wall of fans and they're all disinterested. I saw one guy is picking his nose on camera. I'm like, I can't even watch the match because I'm wondering if this guy's going to pull a booger out of his finger. It's terrible.
Well, he might have been doing that as a goof.
Maybe, but like, you know, none of the reactions ever match what's going on in the ring.
No. They hit the big pop sound effect, and then you look, and no one's popping.
Yeah, they're all like, oh, is there something going on Twitter?
Yeah.
I'm afraid to ask, but do we have any Reese's Pieces?
Do we have Reese's Pieces?
We do have two pieces of Reese's.
Did you hear when Eric, we were talking about wet dreams a few weeks ago, and Eric was like, Reese's wet pieces.
Oh, by the way, never great. Had a wet dream. I don't know what that means.
Let's not go there. Can we unpack that another time?
Josh, me either.
Okay. There you go. So Kenta did an interview. I'm looking off to another screen, so I'm not like...
Okay. Who cares?
Okay. So Kenta had this about fighting Jon Moxley. I want to have a match with him because now I'm not just stupid Hideo Itami.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm Kenta. So now I want to fight him and kick his ass.
He's had so many interviews where he makes he used to tweet about Hideo Itami like as if he was a different person. Like, this guy's a loser. This guy sucks.
He did. Well, technically he was.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty funny. All right, what else?
So the other thing I have is Jericho did, I think this was on his podcast. He was talking about the freedom that talent has when they come over to AEW, and he shared just a little bit of a story about a Sting. So he said something that you don't get in WWE, and I'm not saying this badly because it's just the way it is over there, but the creative freedom in AEW, I think it's first place. There's a little bit of a shock when people come here. Sting was like, wow, I can actually call him a hoodlum and I smash
him. Oh my god, what?
Ask permission. And when I read that, I was like, well, I guess at that point, I guess there's a reason why there's some things.
Like, oh, no.
Right. Sting's like, oh, my God, I can say hoodlum?
So shit. I guess I got it reversed. I guess back in the day, Sting had someone writing his WCW promos for him.
Right. He might need that again.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hoodlum. Man, that's raunchy shit.
Yeah, he really popped for Hoodlum. Not too much else. We'll get into rankings another day because they reset the rankings as of 2021. So now everybody is like 1-0, 2-0, right, or something like that.
That makes me think, like, when Sting was in WWE, he was like talking about to Vince about his promo. Yeah, and then I'll call Seth a hoodlum. What? A hoodlum? Oh, my God. You can't say that on television.
Terrible.
All right. Fan questions. Joey Montez, who needs to hit the gym more, Joey Janela or Chuck Taylor? Not Jericho, because he has more talent than both of them combined.
Janela.
He's like soft doughy. He's doughy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You. Alexander Jeffrey, would you give Goldberg a year-long title run if he brought back the big gold belt? Hell. What? Oh, hell no.
How many matches does he have if he's in a year-long title reign?
Two. I mean, yeah, I'd rather have that than the universal title because it's just a blue belt with a W on it.
Not like that. Sorry.
Not like this.
No.
Not like that.
Amir, don't y'all think either Cross or Balor are too physical for a match with Edge?
Maybe. Not Balor. He's so little. What is he going to do?
Right. To bounce off Edge.
Cross maybe, though. Cross maybe, though. That's a good point.
Like what? That he'll really hurt Edge?
Yeah. Hmm. But he's really physical. I get it. I get the concern.
Sure.
I'm sure he can adjust his style, but.
Right. Hmm. Hey, but if Edge is healthy, he's healthy. What does it matter?
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Him and Orton did some shit to each other. Shit. Chris Dibbern, do you expect Tyler Rex to come in and work an angle in AEW?
No.
So Tyler Rex was in NXT, I think, like in the beginning, this big buff guy, but he just came out today as transgender.
And oh, like is that big, who
he was? He's like a big 6'6 guy.
Oh,
and now he's a big 6'6 woman with huge muscles, like bodybuilder type.
Oh, Lord.
Interesting.
And he's even married with a kid, and his wife is cool with it. So,
oh, of course she is.
Oh.
Yeah.
2021, y'all.
But yeah, if anyone would accept him, it'd be AEW. So. But he was never anything in wrestling. Like, you know, he never did anything.
Yeah.
Sloog, who's a better singer / rapper, the Acclaimed guy or John Morrison?
It can't be Morrison. I mean, it just can't be Morrison.
The Acclaimed guy by default?
By default, right. Sure. By default. Primetime, are you kind of happy about AEW Impact, New Japan working together, or at this point, does it matter to you? I'm just happy different companies are working together again.
I think it's better than not.
Yeah.
I think it creates a little bit more intrigue, a little bit more like who's going to show up this week.
Well, again, because AEW doesn't have as big of a roster, so it helps that they use other rosters. So, yeah, I have no problem with it. Kimball, Push Fire Barry, Lita Kane wedding, Sabian Ford wedding, Stephanie Triple H wedding.
I'll let y'all take
that. Fire the Sabian wedding.
Yeah, for sure.
Horrible.
The other two were good.
The other two were fun. I mean, push the Triple H Stephanie wedding.
Course.
The monster reaction is the best.
Yeah.
Were they together when they got fake married?
Well, this was technically the Stephanie test wedding, but then Triple H came out and then showed that he married Triple H while she was asleep.
Well, right. But then they also had a real wedding that he destroyed the set.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought they were talking about that one.
I guess they were talking about that one.
She screamed.
Right.
And he totally turns on her.
Well, that's what's funny to this day. Whenever they show replays of it, they never show when like Triple H like shoves her to the ground. You know, cause that's not okay anymore.
We're OKOing Alexa Bliss. That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Apparently.
All right.
And Lita and Kane's. Yeah. So yeah, push. Triple H, Steph, Barry, Lita Kane. Pop culture junkie, Push Fire Barry. If smartphones existed and we were able to have this found footage, we have the partying nights of the Click, the partying nights of the Four Horsemen, or the HBK Sunny sex tape. That's easy. Push the sex tape.
Probably.
That's when Sunny it would have been a good sex tape when Sunny was super hot.
When Sean was super hot, sure.
And then
sexy boy.
Probably push or probably bury the partying nights of the Click and then the Horsemen, whatever. Yeah. Okay. Either one. I'm sure Flair would be entertaining. Yeah, maybe Flair. Kyle Foxton, can you imagine JR calling a triple threat match between Tyler Rex, Sony Kiss, and Nyla Rose?
He'd have a lot of likes on Instagram on that one.
He'd have so many notes, like just constantly like pictures of them. That's Tyler Rex.
I would be afraid of how many times you would get confused in the match and start mislabeling things.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Queef Lee, did we get a peek of Thunder Rosa's Thunder? Oh, my God, Queef Lee. During her match with Britt Baker. I didn't notice it. Did you see anything? A clit slip?
No.
I didn't notice a clit slip. Bobby Soydam, Push Fire Barry, Mania matches, Edge Cross, Edge Balor, Edge Dunn.
Push Edge Balor.
Yeah.
Barry, Edge Dunn, and Fire Edge Cross.
Sure. I might want to see Cross second, but yeah, Balor's the number one.
Right.
Joseph Fuller, is it me or does Sting seem to be rapidly aging every Dynamite? He looks like he could barely move. Do you think Hoodlums versus Team Taz will be a cinematic match? No way it could be a live match with Papa Sting, right?
Yeah, there's no way.
Well, it could just be pre-taped and right. You know, and they pretend like it's live. Hopefully not a cinematic match.
Right.
Sammy, Push Fire Barry, Eddie Kingston, Sammy Guevara, and Miro.
That's oh, you've got to bury Miro. I know that one for sure.
Isn't that kind of well, suck?
It's you mean fire Miro or bury him?
Yeah, no, I'd fire him right now.
Yeah, his character sucks.
I'd push Sammy, bury Eddie, and fire Miro.
Yeah.
I'd probably push Eddie and bury Sammy, but yeah, just because Eddie's so good on the mic. And then Jason Dearham, would you guys be doing any more watch-along parties, Super Bowl, WrestleMania? Yeah, we might. I don't know about the Super Bowl, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably do some in the future. Be cool.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. That is all for fan questions, which means we'll see you next week. Next week, hold on. Yeah, next week we'll be doing predictions for Takeover Vengeance.
I have to back my belt.
I keep having to defend my fucking titles. This sucks. Shit.
That's how it works.
Thankfully, it's a very predictable takeover, so I think I'll be okay.
I know. That's
what you think.
Or you lose on like a dumbass who gets pinned in a tag match.
Yeah, it's true. There's going to be two of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Bring it to me. Bring it.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with